Okay, this has been just a brief overview, an introduction to the sacrificial system, but it's been a lot of information, and your head is probably spinning. We've passed over the material so quickly. So I encourage you to study further by becoming a Torah Club member. Nevertheless, even on a superficial level of study, we've learned several new things about the sacrifices. We've learned that the different types of sacrifices have different meanings. We've learned that not all of the sacrifices are sin offerings. We've learned that sacrifices were meant as a means for drawing near to the inapproachable God within his holy temple on earth. And we've learned that most of the sacrifices are more like gifts than penalties. Studying the sacrifices also reminds us that the God we worship does not always fit well into our conception of what he should be like. The God of the Bible is a God who took delight in the slaughter of sacrificial animals and described the smoke that rose from his altar fires as a soothing aroma. Though he certainly had no need of their tribute, he invited his followers to serve him with gifts by slaughtering bulls, goats, and rams. The sacrificial system reminds us that God is a strange and untamed God, an ancient God, utterly holy and removed. He is so completely other that one who wanted to enter into his holy tabernacle or temple could only do so by means of the blood of sacrifices. Moreover, the sacrificial system teaches us that human sin is so grievous to God that it cannot be left unaddressed. Even if the sin was inadvertent, even an unintentional sin required a sin offering, and a sin against another person required reparation and sacrifice. Who has a chance of standing in judgment before such an exacting God? The good news is that through the sacrificial death of God's Son, we can be washed of sin, cleansed in conscience and in soul, and forgiven.